T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Got word early this morning that the speaker was going to make an announcement, and Democrats have been under pressure by Republicans to say what's next. And it was very clear at the end of yesterday's Judiciary Committee meeting that Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, either A, didn't want to talk about what was next, or B, didn't really know, because Doug Collins and others were saying, what's coming up next? Could you let us know? Are we going to have our minority day? What's happening next? So all of a sudden at 9 o'clock this morning, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's directing all six committees that are involved with the impeachment process to work on drawing up articles of impeachment. And while it sounds like it's bypassing judiciary, they still have some work to do. They get some presentations from the council for both judiciary and intelligence next week. But for all intents and purposes, the House is moving forward.
Hey, I'm going to ask a dumb question, but as you know, there's never a dumb question. What's this? What does that mean, Bill? Draft articles of impeachment. What does that mean? Where's it going?
So here's how it lays out, and they are still sticking to. Now there's two clocks we're looking at here, Marty. Yeah. We're looking at a calendar clock. Of course, we've got the holidays coming up, and we've got Congress scheduled to take off for the holidays on the 20th, which is a Friday, about it'll be 3 weeks from now, or 2 weeks from now, excuse me. And in any case, they want to be able to get the impeachment articles drafted and perhaps even passed with the floor vote on the House. That would set the stage for a Senate trial in January. But there's also a political clock ticking here, and it doesn't get set as much. As a matter of fact, in her weekly press conference just a minute ago, she bristled, Pelosi did, at the suggestion that there was any political part of this. But the reality is 2020 is an election year. Nancy Pelosi, up until very recently, has resisted the idea of impeachment. She really didn't have a whole lot of choice but to go along with her caucus as the evidence became clear and more people called for it. But she desperately wants her members to be able to run on legislative achievement next year and not on impeachment. They've got a lot of bills that have passed through the House this year since Democrats have taken over. They've gone over to sit in the Senate in what Mitch McConnell kind of playfully called his graveyard. He calls himself the Grim Reaper of legislation when it comes to that sort of thing. And so they want to get this impeachment thing over with. They think it's constitutionally necessary. Also, politically, they realize they've got a long shot in convicting the president here because the Senate, of course, is ruled by Republicans, and they will have the majority. They will be the jury in any such impeachment trial, Marty.
Okay, dummy again. So they draft these articles of impeachment, then what? Everybody gets them, and is there some sort of vote? Do we impeach or
yes.
not? A yay
yeah,
or nay?
I'm sorry. I probably didn't answer that That's as best right. as I could. So here's what will happen. They're going to work together, all six of the committees. It's mainly judiciary, but it will get help from intelligence oversight and a few other committees that have been working on this. They will draft the articles of impeachment. It is up to judiciary to decide whether or not there's enough there to send on to the full House floor. Now, Nancy Pelosi is already saying, let's get this done. So there will be, it will pass out of committee. It will go to the full House. They're hoping before Christmas to have a full House vote. If it passes, and there's no reason to suggest it won't because of the Democratic majority, then it's out of the House's hands in terms of where it goes. It becomes the Senate's place for a trial, and that will probably happen sometime very early in the new year. I hope that explains it a little better.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, so I've been around a while, and you've been around a while, and you're the best there is, and you're very objective about this stuff. But look, man, there's such a bias to what I heard yesterday. So all three of the lawyers that the Democrats chose said impeach the man. And the one lawyer actually works for CBS, and I love the guy. Turley said there's no evidence to impeach. And then the Democrats didn't ask him one question. Man, Bill, it's got to be so frustrating for regular Americans who watch this and say this is nothing but a biased witch hunt, which is what Trump says. Do you not feel that, sir?
talking to a few people around Capitol Hill, both Democrat and Republican, yesterday, last evening, and this morning, the consensus is Democrats probably didn't do themselves any favor by stacking the witnesses 3-1 and thought there ought to have been maybe 2-2 or maybe 3-3 to give it some semblance of fairness. But yes, that's been a huge charge from the Republicans. It's not fair. They say they can make up the evidence even if there's no facts or direct testimony to suggest that the president violated the Constitution or his oath of office, and that's been their big hang-up. And that's why they're saying, slow this down, let's let the court battles play out, let's see if we get more evidence out there. They say that their Democrats, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, are afraid to get that evidence because they're afraid it won't back them up in what they're trying to push through in terms of impeachment. In other words, you know, Republicans still just aren't buying what the Democrats are selling here, and they're saying the rush here is an attempt to bully it through without giving it its proper due.
I got to tell you, Jonathan Turley has been one of my favorite all-time commentators on legal matters. I love hearing him on CBS. I find him to be brilliant, and he spanked him. He just did, and it makes him look bad, man, because this is a credible guy, and I wish they could do better. I just do, because it's so biased. My friend, you certainly aren't, and I appreciate your joining us today. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, no worries, Marty.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.